Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam was brought up under the care of the Holy Prophet Muhammad when he was just a small child. And so in this manner, the foundation of the moral and spiritual education of this magnificently intelligent child was based by the Prophet of Islam himself, the greatest educator of all mankind. Imam Ali's mental faculties were to an extent that he believed in the Holy Prophet and his mission at the tender age of 8. Therefore, Imam Ali, contrary to the other companions of the Holy Prophet, had never worshipped idols and never partook in the unreasonable demands, the oppressive actions, or the unjust acts of the Arab chieftains.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام أول عوض الحليم من حلمه أن الناس أنصاره على الجاهل.
أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام said, "The first reward the exerciser of forbearance gets is that people become his helpers against the ignorant."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB, English Radio, the programs To My Brother, and we are discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So, dear friends, of course, we see in the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam this perfect, living, breathing miracle of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. We see the concept of modesty and chastity. So Imam Ali alayhi salam, it is related that he ended up being married and he married, of course, the daughter of the Messenger of Allah, Lady Fatima al-Zahra alayha salam. We find that at least he was around, you know, in his early 20s when he got married, according to some, you know, traditions, 21, 22, 23, right around this kind of a time frame. So he got married while he was relatively young. But that does not mean that he didn't go through a phase where, as far as our, you know, language in the modern day, he had to be modest and chaste. So he was modest, he was chaste. It's interesting, it's related about the Messenger of Allah that before he was married, which is around the same time, age-wise, you know, 23, 24, 25, etc., according to narrations. But before this, he was considered to be very chaste human being. He was completely far away from these kind of moral and ethical corruptions that were happening during his age. And here we find the same thing about Imam Ali alayhi salam, that he was a very chaste individual, he was a very modest individual, he was very pure, he was very clean, he was untainted by these moral and ethical corruptions of his time. So here, I mean, this is clearly a lesson for us based upon the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And what's really interesting is Imam Ali alayhi salam, he says that the zakat and the tax of beauty is chastity. What kind of a world do we live in the present day? When we look around, we find that, you know, the more beautiful an individual is, and that beauty too is being dictated by the mass media, it is beauty which is being, you know, pushed down the throats of individuals, and, you know, the standard for beauty now is a standard which has been created by the, you know, materialist, consumerist companies. What they tell you is beautiful and what they tell you is ugly. But regardless, even according to their own, you know, standards of beauty, but a person who is beautiful according to the standards of their, you know, beauty standards, that individual shows themselves more, they reveal themselves more than anybody else. And how unfortunate. Here Imam Ali is saying that if you are beautiful by any standards, right? If you are beautiful, then the zakat and the tax and what is necessary is to be chaste and to conceal that beauty and to protect that beauty from individuals who don't warrant the right to be able to witness that beauty. So what am I saying? I'm saying is mahram and non-mahram. So mahram individuals, you know, our husband or, our relatives such as our parents or our siblings, you know, and the like. But what we're talking about here is that an individual's, the more beautiful that an individual is, the more chaste they should be, the more modest they should be. They shouldn't be out there, you know, taking selfies and posting it on everywhere. And this is something that the world needs in the present day, this aspect of being chaste, being modest, you know, saving yourself for marriage, making sure to be married, and to live this Islamic lifestyle, and of course to be chaste. A very necessary lesson for the present day brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Ali imam manasto manam gulam Ali imam manasto manam gulam Ali madar jaan girami fidae naam Ali
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRab English Radio, the program To My Brother. This moment, I invite you to listen to the Arabic text of Ziyara Aminullah along with the English translation. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. أشهد أنك جاهدت في الله حق جهاده وعملت بكتابه واتبعت سنن نبيه.
I testify that you made utmost efforts, as it should be, in the cause of Allah, acted upon His book, followed the way of life of his prophet, blessings of Allah be on him and his children, to the last moment of your life, until Allah invited you to come unto him and used his discretion to take you away and sealed your enemy's doom with the blame that the arguments had been made known to one and all through you. O Allah, let me be happy and satisfied with that which thou considers good for me. Let me agree with that which thou decides for me. Let me passionately remember thee and invoke thee. Let me be in love with thy pure and sincere friends. Let me be well liked and respected on the earth and in the heavens. Let me be unruffled and well composed in the midst of misfortunes. Let me be gratefully thankful in prosperity. Let me be mindful of much and more bounties. Let me ardently desire for the heart-warming meeting with thee, well equipped with piety to gain my end on the day of requital. Let me follow into the footsteps of thy representatives. Let me disassociate myself from the mannerism of thy enemies. Let me pass my time in this world by praising and glorifying thee. كل صبح وكل شراب أيام تبكى عيني بدمع مشتاق أيام قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي
Now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Ja'far Ja'far.
The best example of such a personality is none other than our first Imam alayhi salam. Because he has such a gravitational pull that just the mention of his name makes my heart beat faster. Yeah? Who can deny that? Haydar. Haydar. What is about Haydar, huh? I say Haydar and our hearts begin to beat faster. This is something that is a gravitational pull from birth that I have with Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. But there are people today who have such animosity for Ali ibn Abi Talib that they are willing to kill just because they are the followers of Ali ibn Abi Talib. Look at these suicide bombers, yeah? These cowards. Why are they killing the Shias? Because they are going for ziyarat of the Imam alayhi salam. Yeah? This is why you see that nobody in history has such a pull. And as time goes by, my brothers and sisters, our love for Ali or the enemy's hatred for Ali increases. This shows that there is no personality like Ali. And this is described in a very beautiful hadith coming from Imam alayhi salam, where he says, غَدًا تَرَوْنَ أَيَّامِي وَيَكْشِفُ لَكُمْ عَنْ سَرَائِرِي. He says, tomorrow, not today, tomorrow you will know who I am, he says. Huh? Tomorrow, not today. Tomorrow you will know who I am and you will look back upon my days and understand my merits, he says. The people of his time could not understand what Ali ibn Abi Talib was saying to them. The people of his time could not understand who Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam was. When he would say, Saluni, Saluni, qabla an tafqiduni, an ignorant person stands up and says, tell me how many hairs I have in my head. Yeah? Imagine, when they had the opportunity to get the ilm of the awwaleen wal akhirin, they ask an ignorant question like that. This is a lesson for us, my brothers and sisters. Everything that has happened for us is a lesson for us, that we gain understanding from these and change our views. You see, we are people who will only truly appreciate something when it's gone. Yes? We are like that. Yeah? When the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forget ni'mah, the ni'am of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showered upon us day after day, we will only recognize the greatness of it when something of it slips away. When my health begins to deteriorate, I'll think of Allah and say, ah, I wish I had taken care of my health. Yeah. When I get out of the realm of youth and get into adulthood, I will look back at my youth and say, I wish I had taken more time in my youth. Yeah? The same way, when the imams were present in front of the people, they didn't say anything, they didn't do anything, they didn't maximize it. Then we look back and say, Ya Allah! Yeah? That's why we recite in this dua. The most beautiful line I feel we recite in dua, in dua al-iftitah is, Allahumma inna nashku ilayka faqda nabiyina, salawatuka alayhi wa alihi, wa ghaibata waliina, wa kathrata aduina, wa qillata adadina.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en, Call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.
Mother, don't cry for me. I'm heading off to war. God Almighty is my armor and sword. Palestine, forever Palestine. Children being killed for throwing stones in the sky. They say to their parents, don't worry, God is on our side. Palestine, forever Palestine.